It's the table farthest from the door at the Kentuckook Winter Farmers Market, but it's the one that catches my eye. Asparagus so big, you could play the drums with them. The man who brought them, Jim Ramanak of Warner River Organics, says he's seen nothing but growth lately in local food.
It used to be that in October we would take a break until May. Now we grow year-round, and we're planting stuff year-round. So now there's awareness that there is food available all throughout the year, which, again, increases demand. Everybody's happy.
New Hampshire is proud of its local food system, and it should be. According to a ranking system called the Locavore Index, we rank third among states when it comes to local food systems. But what that means exactly? Well, we're still trying to figure that out.
For something that is such a major national phenomenon, everybody, every state is trying to push local food in some way. There really is very little useful data around it.
That's Martin Langeveld of Strolling of the Heifers, the Vermont-based group which manages the Locavore Index. He says so far, states have no uniform set of measurements around local food. There's literally no way to compare apples to apples or even compare the markets that sell them.
A farmer's market in, let's say, downtown Boston is not the same as a farmer's market in rural New Hampshire. And yet, you know, in the index, they both count as one farmer's market. So we would definitely would like to move beyond that and refine the data with broader and more objective measures.
The primary source of data for local food comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farm Census. The latest census was done in 2012, but it won't be released until later this year. So we're still working with data from the last census in 2007, when the word locavore itself was still new. But what we do know about New Hampshire's food network so far is that it's mostly moving in the right direction. Edward Aloy saw this firsthand when he and his wife opened their certified local restaurant, Republic, in 2010.
It took a year and a half for us just to identify vendors before we could even open up the doors. There's no distribution. We had to do it all ourselves and organize it ourselves. Now we're fortunate enough in a third, going to a fourth year, that one farmer talks to another farmer. Next thing you know, calls are being made. It's markedly easier right now for Claudia and I than it was two years ago.
The experience at Republic shows there's plenty of interest in farm-to-table in New Hampshire, but there isn't always infrastructure. Helen Brody of the New Hampshire Farms Network says that's where the state can improve in the near term, setting up what are called food hubs to handle some of the marketing and the selling so that farmers can focus on the growing.
The farmer often really can't leave the farm, and the chef doesn't want to leave the restaurant. So getting the two together physically is a big problem, and one of the suggestions has been the farmer would bring things to a hub, say six different farms would have their own little distribution center, and that would go to a restaurant and to a hotel and so forth, so rather than every farmer having to go to this one restaurant.
Brody says there are already a number of promising hub projects in the state and plenty of interest. Jim Ramanak, the farmer with the giant asparagus, says he's talking with neighboring farms about a hub too.
I mean, that's just in the very beginning stages of it, but that is the next step for us, is some kind of a distribution network. So this would extend the markets for us.
There is just one more issue, though, to complicate this process of trying to measure the strength of local food. As Martin Langeveld of Strolling of the Heifers points out, local food isn't just about the money.
The theory around local food is that it's healthier, it's fresher, doesn't spend as much time traveling from wherever it's grown to your plate. But I think the more important thing is that strengthening a local economy, whatever it is, if you're buying local lumber or local anything, helps to strengthen the local economy and make for more vibrant communities.
Langeveld says we can measure the number of pumpkins we grow in New Hampshire and compare that to the number of pumpkins grown in other states. And on those dollars and cents kinds of measures, New Hampshire does pretty well. But factors like community impact, those can be a little trickier to measure. For NHPR News, I'm Brady Carlson.